Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
For fans in Colorado, it will be a novel sight. Not snow in mid-October. They expect that, and they're right to do so. But they don't expect their baseball team to be contending for the marbles there on national TV. For Boston fans, it's different. They have often made the dance. They've even watched their mercenaries seizing the main chance. 3 years ago, huzzas engulfed our city on the hill. And though the Cards were just north of pathetic, it was still a time for celebration. And no wonder it was such. They hadn't won in almost 90 years. 'Twas not too much to toss their hats aloft and raise their glasses to the team, then get arrested too. And though that might have been extreme, 'twas judge no vice in celebrating Boston's happy band of idiots who brought the series title to this land. It makes you wonder, though, what will transpire if perhaps the Red Sox drop another series winner in our laps. Will we shake down the echoes of the former champs at play? They won it in 04. Those echoes haven't died away. Perhaps we'll yawn, as Yankee fans were once inclined to do, when their team won again and then again, because it's true that sweet anticipation is a spice that can go stale when coupled with a team that seems inclined to never fail. It's early, I suppose, to wander further down that road, and when it comes to winning, well, the Rockies have just showed a raft of teams that they can do all that they need to do by winning 20 out of 21 out of the blue. And so we have before us one club that's already won and may well win again without engendering the fun that swamped this good old city only 3 short years ago. And up against that ball club is a team that doesn't know how not to win, at least as it has played for several weeks. Has Colorado grown to be a roster full of freaks? I guess that's why they play the games, and soon we'll know which lot is fated to remain magnificent and which is not.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.